Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. This is episode 148. I am Shannon and today we got Pete.
Hey, Shannon.
Just the two of us again. So
yep.
I think I missed the last episode.
Last episode, Sue was on with me and we had quite a bit of news. This time we have less news, but bigger news, I think.
Yeah, I think definitely specific to DVC, which sometimes we kind of... Because DVC news is sometimes a little bit light, so we trickle in some Disney news, but this one is DVC specific and two pretty big ones. But before we get into that, let's give a shout out to today's sponsor, which is Monera Financial. So if you are looking to purchase a new DVC resale contract, or maybe you have an existing contract and you want to refinance, definitely check out our friends at Monera Financial. They can help you out with all your DVC financing needs. So let's go ahead and get into the first story. And that is that DVC announced new 2024 Moonlight Magic dates and then a bunch of dates for 2025. So in an email to members, DVC announced that members with full membership privileges will soon be able to book a new round of Moonlight Magic dates for 2024, as well as sharing the dates for 2025. First, three new Moonlight Magic events at Animal Kingdom were announced for the rest of 2024. These dates are listed as October 24th, November 21st, and December 10th, all on Thursdays. Members will be allowed to register for one of these events, even if they have already attended a Moonlight Magic event in 2024. However, you may not register for multiple nights. Guests with resort stays will be able to register on September 19th, which is when we're recording this. And then while guests without reservations can register on October 8th. As for 2025, the following dates were announced. So first we have Hollywood Studios. And this I found kind of interesting because usually the dates are kind of together.
Right.
But these were really separated. So for Hollywood Studios, it's January 26th and then September 1st. So big difference there.
Yep.
Then you have California Adventure. We have February 3rd, February 12th at Animal Kingdom, April 30th and July 17th at Epcot, and then May 20th, June 9th, and August 11th at Typhoon Lagoon. There's no news of registration dates for the 2025 events. Are you planning on going to any?
No, you know what? We've been debating. We don't really have a trip planned, at least with park tickets, till next October. So none of these dates would really be there. I've been debating about going down and trying to get just a couple nights at the new Poly Tower just to see it and get some photos and everything like that and just have a chill, you know, nice, warm, long weekend in the winter.
Right.
But I don't even know if we're going to be able to. We're going to talk about that in our next story. I don't know if I'd be able to even get a room in there. So I was looking at this. It would be good if I could coincide with the Moonlight Magic because I wouldn't have to buy park tickets for that, but I think most of these Moonlight Magics are during the week, and so I wouldn't probably be traveling at that time. But
right.
I think the big disappointment is still no Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't had a Magic Kingdom since the restart. I know we were booked for one that was, they had one right before everything shut down. We were booked for one in April of 2020, which obviously never happened, and it's just never had another one.
They got rid of them coming out of COVID, and it's a little disappointing because that one, I've only been to a couple of these, and that one was really a blast doing it in Magic Kingdom and having, they had specific fireworks for the event. So it's a little bit of a bummer, but they are, you know, free as far as if you consider that you've already paid for your membership, they are free events. So it's hard to complain too much about, you know, an evening at Animal Kingdom or Epcot that you don't have to pay for a ticket. So, right. I guess you can't complain too much.
But I'll say, I mean, we've attended a couple and it used to be that you could be attending if you're eligible, you could, as long as you were staying on a cash stay. And right. now it's done where you have to not only be on points, but you have to be on the points that are direct points. So we only own 25 direct points. We had bought a $250 contract, and then the loophole at that point was 25 points.
Right.
So we bought 25 direct, we added on with 25 direct points. And now they, when you call, they'll tell you, no, that's not the case. Uh-huh. That it's as far as your points. But when you go to log in, because I tried to register at one and we were staying on site. I don't know. It was one recently. And sometime this year, it said your reservation wasn't eligible.
Oh, really?
And yeah. So, you know, they say that, but you can call like, okay, you can call and they can fix it. By the time you get somebody and they try and fix it and try and activate it,
it's all out.
They're gone, right? Yeah. You've already lost your place. I save those 25 points if we're going to try and get one. And we might aim for the September 1st one in Hollywood Studios because that's actually Labor Day, which I found right. kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But Labor Day weekend at Disney, we were in Orlando. We went to Universal. The last 2 years, we've gone to Universal and Universal has been packed, mm-hmm. but Disney has been light. And yeah. And then Labor Day itself, the actual Labor Day, the holiday, is usually not like we went to the parks, the Universal parks that day, and it was pretty light compared to the other 2 days. That kind of makes sense. But that might be the one, like if we try and aim for one, it would be that one. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know. I don't hold my breath. Just today on Facebook, I wasn't really following it. I knew the dates were announced. I look at them and I'm like, okay, we're not going to attend any of these in 2024. So I didn't really remember that today was the sign up date until I got into Facebook this morning and I saw so many pictures of people right. with like five monitors, their phone, their iPad, you know, their work computer, their personal computer, like everything, you know, six different gadgets trying to get, you know, the best queue number. And right. I was just like, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And because it is, they do hold some back for the people that don't have the on-site reservations. So I would assume like, even though they didn't count your reservation as a direct member, you'd still be able to do the
right.
the second date, right?
The second date. Yes. Cause we are eligible for, you still have to be eligible for the membership extras. We'll try for those. I'll probably try for the Hollywood Studios for that weekend. We've been doing this trip to Universal every Labor Day and it kind of works right. out. So it might work out that way and just stay an extra night. But I don't know. We'll see. They're great. We went to one at Hollywood Studios. It was a lot of fun. I just remember the line for food was was really long, like trying to get food, the free tickets. I remember that. And I remember Ryder wanted to ride Tower of Terror and we had all these coupons left to get food. So I was like, I will stand in line. And I was just like, just give me what you got. So I was like walking out with like, you know, nachos and cheese and just carrying all this food because right. it was like the lines were so long and it was the only time I could get it was right before everything closed. But it was fun. We went one time to Animal Kingdom, which was a lot of fun. That was the only thing was that was when we walked in right when it started, they didn't have maps yet. We didn't know where anything was. Because they didn't have the maps out yet. You know, at Animal Kingdom, you don't go back to the entrance. So we never got a map. But we still had a good time. We were in a two-bedroom and we took some friends with us. And they got to experience it and with another little girl. And it was a lot of fun. So they're great events. But I also don't think like they're not worth going out of your way for.
I've said this before. I would never, you know, some people will. But I wouldn't do a special trip to fly there just to do one of these events. But as I said, I was thinking about, well, if I'm going anyways, I could plan it around one of these events. You know, that to me is more worth it. Now, one of the issues is you couldn't pay me to go in July 17th at Epcot for you know, and except maybe when our daughter was down there, we're probably not going to those. One thing I do appreciate is that they have been announcing these earlier. I mean, I wish they would even give you a little more notice for the first few, just because like especially for these added 2024 ones, you can't get a room, right? So like if you hear about it and you're like, oh, this would be great, I'll go down. There's no rooms available for DVC. Yeah, I guess you can try to get it through the second bid and not stay DVC, but if you wanted to go and you wanted to use your points, it's not available. So when they do the more last minute, it's not that great. But I do appreciate that for 2025, they're letting us know in September now, which, you know, it used to be they would do it like in January, and then they started doing it in December, a little bit earlier, but now they're doing it in September. Even some of these early ones, you know, 4 or 5 months away. Now, I actually looked at January 26th, and there's literally nothing available in a studio, at least at any resort.
Right.
But it's still kind of too soon to do that. But the April, May, July, those dates, you certainly have time to plan a trip that would involve one of these. So I do appreciate that they're doing that.
No, absolutely. I mean, they're, like I said, they're great events. They're not worth getting direct points for. I will say that. And especially they're not worth getting direct points for because you just never know when the dates are, if they're going to line up for your trip. If maybe you're local or you're like me and you can go and you can go at a whim. The also thing is they're not guaranteed. So even if you have a trip planned, you're not guaranteed that you're going to be able to get a ticket to get in. You know, we always say like a lot of times going resale is the way to go.
I have a bunch of points. I have some direct points. My resale points are actually the ones that I bought early enough to get member benefits. So I do have member benefits. And we often go 3 or 4 times a year. I've been twice to these. One of the very first, I'm not sure if it was the first, but it was definitely the first year when they just did it at Magic Kingdom. I went to, we went to one. It must have been in February because the one of the half marathons was going on at the same time. We did that and it was fantastic. And then this past year, it just happened when my daughter was starting her college program. And it was kind of a trip that realistically we booked at last minute because we found out she was doing the college program in March. And this was a trip in May. And we were able to do the Typhoon Lagoon one. Even taking away the years they didn't do it, it's been going on for like 6 years or 7 years, something like that. And I've done 2. And again, the last one was just a matter of luck that my daughter started on the 22nd with the college program and the date was like the 23rd or 24th. So we were able to book it and go down for that. It was just like a lucky coincidence. We weren't planning to travel then. I'll say this, unless you're local enough that you can go to these on a regular basis, I don't think it makes sense to buy direct for these. You're better off making friends with people that are that have direct points.
Yeah, exactly. But they're great. I will say if you are planning on attending one of these and you need to register to get tickets, definitely join our community page or community group because a lot of times people will help others get. I don't know if I helped you one time. I think I did.
I think so. Yes, I think.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if it was for a Moonlight Magic, but it was for something where I was trying to get registered and you got a better number than I had. So,
right.
Yeah.
So I was able to register for you. I think it was did you go to the Typhoon Lagoon one?
Maybe that was the one. Yeah.
That was the one. Yeah. So I remember I was just like, well, at least now I get to feel like I'm part of it. Right.
Because
I got to wait in the queue with everybody else, but I had like a great number. I never get a great number when it's my turn
right.
to try and get it. But we do have like a lot of time if somebody is doing a bunch, you know, and you can get another number.
Yeah, they get more than one. So. They get more than one good number they'll offer to other people. So yeah, join the Facebook community because people will post that and they'll usually get a group together, like a group chat or something like that, where all the people that are trying to register will be able to communicate.
Yeah, it's really helpful. Let us know in the community page if you're planning on attending.
And then the other news, which is maybe even bigger than this one, is that we got information about the Poly Tower, also known as the Island Tower, is going to go on sale on October 1st. And we were kind of saying that was probably when it was going to happen, late September or October 1st. That's when all the discounts were going to run out. It kind of makes sense that that's when they're going to do it.
And that's our new fiscal year.
It's also the start of the new fiscal year, which means that the money is going to come in fast for the new fiscal year. So that's a good thing for Disney. The resort is going to, so I'm going to try to cover a lot of things here. If you have any comments, Shannon, just butt in. So the resort is going on sale for existing members only on October 1st, 2024. The initial sale price will be listed at $225 per point. This is the same as Riviera and the cabins at Fort Wilderness. and also Alani. So the only one that's higher is the villas at the Disneyland Hotel, which I think is 237 or something like that. Don't quote me on that one, but it's a little bit higher. Any kind of discounts we won't know about until October 1st. Usually if you buy a larger contract, and it's usually at least if you add on 100 points or more, they'll give you a discount off that $225 price. But we don't know what that discount is going to be yet. If you purchase, early booking is listed as starting on October 15th. A specific statement says, members who add on can take advantage of early booking at the Island Tower edition beginning October 15th. Does this mean all owners at the Poly, though, or does it just mean members who add on? Even though it hasn't officially been stated, that if you are an existing owner or you are a new owner, you will be able to book on October 15th. If that happens, the rooms that are available for DVC members to book will book up quickly, because there's a lot of existing members already at the Poly, and I'm sure they want to check out the new tower. So we'll see for sure. First-time DVC buyers will be able to purchase starting October 19th. So if you don't have a DVC contract already and you want to purchase at the Poly, you have to wait till October 19th to purchase, and then you will be able to book starting November 5th. Those people will have somewhat of a premium, but again, if they open it up to all the existing Poly owners, you might not get a chance at the tower, at least in the early stays with that booking date on November 5th. And then the 7-month booking date is actually November 19th. If you are looking to get into the Island Tower, that may be your chance on November 19th. It will open up to these for the 7-month window for anyone that is eligible to book there, barring like resale restrictions, you're a resale Riviera owner or something like that. You know, anyone that has what they call it, like the original 12 or something like that. So if you have your points at the original 12 and your points aren't restricted to the regular Poly or the original Poly, then you can book at this Poly as well, because this Polynesian Island Tower is going to be part of the same condominium association. What this does for Disney is it gives them a little bit of advantage, because now they're not selling a 50-year contract. They're only selling a 41-year contract to all these new people. I think that's part of the reason they put it into the existing condo association. I don't know if they also do that to get around the resale restriction, but I doubt it, because they, if they were doing that, why wouldn't they just get rid of the stupid resale restriction? I mean, they still only have 3 resorts that have it, and one of those is bombing the cabins. I'm not sure what they're thinking there, but anyways, so you're not going to be locked in with this resort. To if you buy here direct and you sell it, it will only be available to stay at the Poly. You'll have access to the original 12 resorts that are all still covered under the, I think it's 12. Am I wrong on that?
I don't know. I lost count. Just really quick, going back to the early listing date, just going off of what it's done in the past, my guess is those are going to be the people that can book on October 15th are the members who have added on. So existing DVC members who added on there can book first. The next round would be, and this is just my guessing, the next round would be the people, like new DVC members that book there are the next ones to book.
Right.
And then existing DVC members can book later on. Because I remember that's how it was for the cabins.
So you think November 19th will be when it's open for all the other Poly members?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I'm just not sure, because I can't remember what they did for the Grand Floridian, because that's really the only other resort they've done this at. So
yeah, I want to say I think that they were kind of included at the opening when it was like open to everybody, because I did it the Grand Floridian. And I remember booking it with other people from the Grand Floridian. It was a great day to book.
Yeah. So I don't know for sure. As I said, when I read the thing, it said members who add on can take advantage of early booking. So that makes it sound like you have to add on to be able to do that early booking.
That's how I read it too.
But then I've seen other posts where people have talked about being able to book. So I don't know 100% on that.
Yeah.
I would agree yours would make the most sense, because particularly if they open it up to all the existing people that own at the Poly, those first time buyers that are going to be able to book on November 5th, there'll be nothing left for them. And that doesn't seem very fair if you buy. So
yeah,
so
I agree. Yeah. Because if you buy and you're buying, you're a brand new owner, and people who aren't buying and paying that $225 price and can book before you, no, I would be pissed. Sorry. Yeah.
If we hear for sure, we'll talk about it on a future episode. But I said, I have not seen definitive one way or the other. I hesitate to say it's certain, but I think thinking about it, I think the way you say it is makes more sense. As a reminder, the resort opens on the 17th of December. Whenever you can book, the earliest you can book is December 17th. There's about a week of a little bit lower point prices, and then when you go into the Christmas holidays, so that's going to be a busy, very expensive time to stay if you want to be one of the first ones in that building. So we should probably talk about the point charts.
Yeah.
Because they released the point charts at the same time. There are actually 4 booking categories. There is standard, preferred, premium, and theme park. The old longhouses are considered standard and preferred. They kept the points for studios the same when it comes to the standard and preferred. The preferred includes, for this new tower, includes partial or full views of lakes, pools, or the golf course. So that would indicate that standard is typical. When Disney calls standard, is like parking lot view or dumpster view or air conditioning system view. So there probably will not be many standard rooms available. The preferred, I'm sure there'll be more. We don't at this stage know how many of each type of room will actually be available. Premium is partial or full view of Seven Seas Lagoon, but it doesn't say that it's a view of the theme park. And the premium category only applies to Duo Studios. So my guess is that Duo Studios are kind of on the ends of the building, and they probably don't face directly towards the Magic Kingdom. Like, it might be one of those things, if you stick your head out around the balcony, you can see the fireworks. So there's 3 categories of Duo Studios: standard, preferred, premium. And then, of course, the theme park view, they said, is at least partial view of Magic Kingdom Resort. So I'm not sure. Again, not sure what that means. I'm assuming that if you go out on your patio, you're going to be able to watch the fireworks and see the castle and Space Mountain and things like that. My guess is those are not just the ones facing Magic Kingdom, but they're probably the rooms that are a little bit higher up on the building. You know, my guess is the lower floors, they probably won't call theme park view because they might, you know, be looking out too much on just the pool or something like that.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't hold it past him. Put it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it behind. I was like, no, you can see it. You can see the tip of the castle. It's there. You can see.
Well, I think they're going to consider, if you can see the fireworks, you got a theme park view.
Yeah.
That's probably what they're going to do.
You can see a firework.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know anything about the ratio. My guess is standards are going to be 10 to 15% of the units, not a lot of the units, and then no idea what preferred premium theme park is going to be relatively. Typically, the middle category, the preferred category, is the largest of the three. If you think about like Bay Lake Tower, if you think about, well, I guess Riviera really only has 2, but if you have a couple, Boardwalk has this, right, where they have standard, preferred, and Boardwalk view. The preferred is the majority. Same thing as said for Bay Lake Tower. The lake view is the majority, with theme park and standard view being relatively small compared to the preferred. My guess would be that a lot of the rooms will be preferred, and then the theme park view will probably be second. And then the standard, as I said, I think the main reason they do the standard is so they can say rooms as low as.
Yeah, points start at. That's what they do with Riviera, right, for the tower.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you look at the point chart, have you taken a look at it yet?
I have not. I kind of saw, like, we're in a group chat, so I saw the discussion. For me, from what I've heard, is there's a couple people like, wow, these are crazy. But for the most part, everybody thought it was pretty standard. Like, it was what everybody expected.
Yeah. I mean, again, the studios are the same points as the Longhouse studios for standard,
which have gone up. They have gone up a lot. And I noticed this because I think they had to, because they priced the bungalow so much that they, a lot of times, different times throughout the year, they were staying empty. So there was a reshift a couple years ago and they've like slowly increased them. But I've noticed, like, we're going Thanksgiving weekend and the Poly was more expensive than the Grand Floridian.
So, yes. Sometimes the Poly is more, sometimes the Grand Floridian is more.
Yeah.
But so, generally, the standard view, the preferred view, match up fairly close to the Grand Floridian. The theme park view is significantly higher than the Grand Floridian rooms, with the exception of, again, the only Grand Floridian rooms that have a theme park view category are those studios in Big Pine Key, and those match up pretty well. But all the regular views, the theme park view here at the Polynesian is higher. The other thing to mention is that they don't have grand villas at this resort. They built what they call two-bedroom penthouses. To me, these are the most, well, maybe not the most overpriced, but they're definitely overpriced because they're only a little less than the Grand Floridian grand villas or the Poly bungalows. So, you know, people that are complaining about the Poly bungalows, these two-bedroom penthouses, which are only going to sleep eight, or I don't know the number, if it's eight or nine, but still are only going to sleep, you know, two bedrooms, they're only going to probably sleep eight, are on par with a grand villa, maybe, you know, 5% less than a bungalow. So they're still super duper expensive. I mean, overall, it's not cheap, but yeah, I'm with what you said. I looked at it and I went, yeah, it's the Poly and the Grand Floridian are prime real estate. It's going to be the highest points of anything. You're going to pay a premium for these, because, I mean, these theme park views, the only thing I'm a little surprised of is it's really, you did have that one side of Moria that is the preferred views on the longhouses. And truly, if you're not on the first floor, those are theme park view, and they're still just calling those preferred. So that's the only thing that made it a little surprising, is that, oh, these theme park views are going to be more expensive than the Moria theme park view rooms are. It's a lot of money. It's not a surprise. Two main prime resorts and Bay Lake Tower, I'm sure they're kicking themselves for where they priced that resort. But these are still the two premium resorts. And I think both Grand Floridian and Poly have their fans. But I think Poly has more fans, quite honestly, the Grand Floridian. I don't think it's going to dissuade people from buying. The people that were going to buy at the Poly are not going to be dissuaded by this, I don't think.
No, because I think there's a value here. It's obviously on the monorail, but the monorail is not necessarily close. It's a good walk, but it's not that far either. I mean, when you're walking, I know it's somewhere in between. I think it looks gorgeous. We passed by it when we stayed at the Grand Floridian 3 weeks ago, and it looks amazing. It looks amazing. I think the rooms are gorgeous. I know a lot of people don't think it's good on theming. I think it's gorgeous. You know, if I had the money, and I would totally want to purchase there. I think it's definitely more, you know, with the amenities that the Poly have, and just being on that monorail loop, even if it's a walk, I think it's more appealing than Riviera. Like, it's what they wanted, they thought they had with Riviera that they didn't really have with Riviera. Because the Skyliner, you know, the Skyliner has issues, right? It goes down anytime it rains, which is every 5 minutes in the summer. Right. And then if you see the line, after Epcot, when Epcot closes after the fireworks, it's crazy. It moves fast, but it's crazy. Now, the monorail gets long too after an event, like after the Halloween party. Mm-hmm. The line for the monorail was crazy, and they don't do the express route. They just have the local route. So even if you're staying on the monorail, so we ended up taking the boat.
Yeah.
But there's pros and cons, but I think it's just definitely appealing. And I would totally buy there in a heartbeat, you know, especially even though it's only 41 years, I'm 48. Let's be honest. I'm not living I do the math.
No, I don't think the shorter time stops anybody. I don't think 41 years stops anybody. Heck, I'm not sure how much Beach Club being 18 years left, right? I'm not sure how much that stops people, really. I'm sure it does stop some now, but I think people think about 40 years. That's more than enough. I'm not going to want to keep going there in 40 years.
So. Yeah. If I'm going to Disney at 89, you know, good for me. let's be honest.
And, you know, to that point also, I mean, you don't have to buy direct to get into these rooms. You know, if you buy a resale Poly contract, you have the same access to these rooms as someone that buys a new contract. It's a lot more advantageous than for some. The last thing I did want to note is to point out for folks, remember, they don't release the entire resort to inventory for DVC members. They've announced that the initial release is going to be 40 total units, and that's going to be 9 duo studios, 14 dedicated studios, 4 dedicated one bedrooms, 10 lockout two bedrooms, and then one only dedicated two bedroom. So like those lockout two bedrooms could easily go quickly to studios. And so there might be very little availability for two bedrooms in this place, at least initially. And then 2 of the two bedroom penthouses will also be released. So 40 units, I believe that I read somewhere is around 225 units total in the building. So, you know, we're looking at about 20% of the inventory only initially released. And since all Poly owners will have access to this eventually, and again, we're thinking probably by the November 19th date, I'm sure a lot of those are going to get booked out at 11 months. And that's kind of why I was thinking I might try to book something here during that day when like everybody has access to those 7 months, you know, that maybe yeah. I'll still have a shot at getting it, because I really do think that with such a small portion of the resort open to members, and there being already so many points at the Poly that are available for booking, I think this will be a very difficult get at 7 months, except when they drop new inventory, which they don't really usually tell you ahead of time. So it would be something you kind of have to just keep an eye out for, that they drop more inventory. But I don't know. So I think that's all the news on that. I don't know what else there is to say about it. Anything else you want to say?
No, I would just say if you're interested in booking and the first time you book, you try to book, there's nothing available. Check periodically, because even if you have a wait list, a lot of times, even if you have a wait list, but then they open up more inventory, sometimes the wait lists don't catch, because the way the wait list works, from what I've understand, is more about reservations canceling.
Right.
So a lot of times if they just open up more inventory, they go into the general pool and it doesn't necessarily catch a wait list, because I don't remember which resort it was, but we were able to catch one where I learned later that they had dropped more inventory and we had a wait list and it didn't catch it. So just kind of, if you're on, and just kind of check all the time, check every once in a while and just basically stalk, because I do think that inventory, I do think this, especially if sales are going well at the beginning, inventory is going to open up and rooms will open up. So that's what I would just say, is just don't rely on a wait list because of those rooms, and no one really knows how it works. So this is what I was told, that sometimes that it doesn't work with the wait list when inventory is opened up.
No, I did that. Actually, I think with the initial Poly longhouses were opening, I think I kind of like stalked the site. And then at one point, all of a sudden there was all this availability. So I was able to book the room.
And that's how it works. And then what happened is somebody will post, there's a bunch of availability, go, go, go. And then everybody goes and then it's gone. But you just kind of have to keep checking. That's the only advice I would have. But I think it's great. You know, we won't be buying. We're not adding on. We don't even have, we have a trip. Like I said, we have a trip. We were actually booked for the Poly for like Thanksgiving weekend. And I had a wait list for Grand Floridian and Beach Club, and the Beach Club came through. Yeah. And it's 10 less points, which for two nights, 10 less points that's quite a bunch. You know, I still would like to go. We put back the wait list for Grand Floridian. Just, I love Grand Floridian during Christmas, but I love the Poly, but it's just so many points and I'm just point frugal. But other than that, we have no trips planned for 2025. And we have no trips planned, and we got Universal passes. So I don't know. We'll be back eventually, but definitely not adding on.
We have more than enough. I've passed out on the Adonitis. We have enough points now that we end up renting them out more than we don't. Even, well, last year, of course, when we went down a whole bunch, we didn't. And we even had to stay off site one of those trips. Right now I have a full complimentary of all my points. But yeah, as I said, we're gonna be going next October. We took a break this year. We always go for food and wine. I think we've been at least the last 10, 11 years in a row, at least once for food and wine. And this is the first year we haven't. And honestly, don't mind it, because again, we went so much last year with our daughter working down there. We were ready for a break. But yeah, I might, as I said, we've been talking about if we could get a room down at the new Poly Tower just for like a long weekend, two or three nights, I might do that and just go down and not get park tickets, just enjoy the resort, check it out and everything like that. Just as a little get out of winter getaway.
I think we're going to definitely look. I'll probably put in some wait lists for some long weekends and do the same thing, like not go to the park and really enjoy the resort and stuff. The same thing, since we don't have any trips planned, that might be what we do too. But we'll see. Let us know if you are interested in the Poly Tower. Let us know in the community group. We'd love to hear. And if you book, what you think of it. Well, we'll definitely, I'm sure someone from our group is going to be staying there on December 17th. And we'll have lots of pictures and a lot of information coming. Before we go, I did want to just remind everybody that the Halloween party is still going on. I think there's only like 4 dates left. So if you're like end of October, Halloween's gone, but there's still like only 4 dates left. So if you're looking and you're debating it, just know that there's only 4 dates left. Only one date for the Christmas party is sold out. The first night. That's it. That's the only one. I'm surprised.
And I don't think Jollywood Nights has either.
Not one of Jollywood Nights. Not even the first night. Which I'm not surprised, because the prices have gone pretty expensive.
I don't think people loved it last time. I know we went to the very first one and that was kind of a disaster. And
well, we're going again.
So you're going to give it another try. I understand. But, you know, looking at the subsequent visits that people went to were like, it's okay. It's not so bad. They did it. It's better. You know, it's okay. But I didn't hear anybody going, Jollywood Nights was awesome. And the Christmas parties, they usually do sell out, but they seem to sell out a lot closer to the dates than the Halloween parties do.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going. Ryder's still enjoying them. And, you know, at this point, and I know there's only a few. He'll be almost 9. So I know that time is coming close, right? Where he's going to not want to do them. So he really enjoyed he actually, when we were leaving the Halloween party, he goes, can we come back to another one? I was like, we'll come back next year. And he goes, no, this year. I was like, no, buddy.
Nope.
No. And he's just like, I'm really sad, because he just had a really great time. We all did. We all did. We're excited. Ryder and I are excited. Ray's tagging along. He's along for the ride. But we'll see. Hopefully, we're hopeful that Jollywood Nights, we're not going to the first one. We're hopeful it'll be a good experience and it'll be a lot of proof.
I just saw something. There's going to be like a skating show or something.
Yeah, there's going to be an ice skating show, which I'm sure it's not ice. I'm sure it's like the polyurethane or whatever.
Yeah.
I take ice skating lessons. I'm not a figure skater, but Ryder plays hockey. Right. And I've heard that really dulls your skates. You can skate on it. And there's a lot of Florida places will have those ice skating shows.
Right.
But usually for like one night, for like the tree lighting or something.
Yeah.
Because it really, like, I was talking to my coach and she said that it really dulls your skates. Like you have to get them sharpened right after, which makes sense. I'm actually really excited about that. And because we went last year, we probably won't go see the Hollywood show again.
Yeah.
We probably won't see the sing-along again, because we did that last year. So we'll try and focus on the other stuff this year. So the kind of advantage we have to having gone last year. And but we're hopeful. Let's just hope, knock on wood, that there's not much rain, because that was brutal leaving last year.
Yeah. So, that wasn't great.
Yeah. With that, we just want to give a shout out to our 3 sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial, for their continued support of the MyDVC Points platform. And with that, I will say, see you real soon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.